What's new in business news, September 30th, 2013? A Yutia industrial estates drain floodwater, U.S.-Thailand joint energy research, and DTAC's 4G plan backed by government. Floods. A Yutia industrial estates drain floodwater. Two industrial estates in Ayutthaya's Bangpa Inn district have had to pump out water after heavy rain caused low-level flooding inside the factory complexes. Up to 147 millimeters of rain was recorded in the area on Sunday. Bangpa Inn Industrial Estate used its full pumping capacity to drain rainwater from its pond into its internal waterway, which will discharge the water into the Jik Canal and then down to the Chaopaya River. Banghua High-Tech Industrial Estate used five pumps, but the high rate of discharge of water affected local people living at the back of the estate, so it had to cut back to using only three pumps. Energy. U.S.-Thailand Energy Research Collaboration. The U.S. has expressed interest in collaborating with Thailand in research and development, or R&D, on compressed natural gas for vehicles and renewable energy. Diversifying sources of renewable energy, including wind, solar, geothermal, biofuel, and hydropower, is important for regional energy security in ASEAN. Thailand has plans for renewable energy to account for 25% of the country's energy mix by 2022. Improvements in energy infrastructure are also important, such as an electricity grid that can be self-healing when there is a natural disaster. The government plays an important role in energy R&D, but Thailand spends only 0.2% of gross domestic product, or GDP, on research. It is an area the private sector is reluctant to invest in because the payback period is long and uncertain. U.S. energy companies have continued to invest in Thailand, but like to operate in an environment with clarity, market-based signals, transparency, stable tax regimes, and contract sanctity. The U.S.-Asia-Pacific Comprehensive Energy Partnership that resulted from President Obama's visit to the region last year focuses on renewable and clean energy, power market interconnectivity, and the future role of natural gas. Telecommunications. ICT Minister backs DTAC's 4G mobile broadband plan. The Information and Communication Technology, or ICT, minister has made a U-turn and is now supporting a plan by DTAC to offer fourth generation, or 4G, mobile broadband services. Half of DTAC's spectrum, under a concession with Cat Telecom, is unused. The concession is due to expire in 2018. Both DTAC and CAT want to use the spectrum to launch their 4G services. The ICT minister earlier supported CAT, but now believes that CAT should allow DTAC to provide 4G on the unused spectrum, instead of leaving it unused through the concession life, and the issue should be settled within this year. Providing 4G services on unused bandwidth could benefit the telecoms industry and generate more revenue for the state telecom enterprise, CAT.